Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Schau with you. Victorian nurses and midwives will meet today and decide whether or not to take industrial action for improved wages and better working conditions. A statewide meeting this afternoon will reveal the results of the industrial action ballot. The union has been in talks with Spring Street since October last year. The current enterprise agreement expires today. A 30-year-old man from Kyler will front Shepparton Magistrates Court next Monday after a 16-year-old girl died in an alleged three-car smash in Pine Lodge earlier this month. A number of others were injured and had to be taken to hospital on April 19. The Kyler man has been charged with dangerous driving causing death and another count of causing serious injury. Strike action set to hit Federation Uni's Gippsland campus tomorrow as staff and students rally against proposed job cuts. Matthew Abbott from the National Tertiary Education Union says the cuts are causing a lot of stress, anxiety and anger, particularly at their Churchill campus.
There's quite a bit of concern from local people, from community members, from workers and students in that area about the potential impact of cuts of this scale.
Making other news, an old quarry has drawn criticism from Victoria's regulator after operators allegedly failed to rehabilitate the site. The quarry, located between Yarrawonga and Shepparton, recently applied to surrender its work authority. But a recent site visit by Resources Victoria officers found the site had not been properly shut down. They say they'll continue to monitor the quarry until it is properly restored. And construction's kicked off on Shepparton Foodshare's new warehouse based in Maroopna. It's hoped it'll be up and running by next year. The Shepparton Gators Championship men had a mixed weekend in the Big V, taking down Bellarine, but just going down to Pakenham to wrap up round four. Gippsland United's Div 1 side, meantime, proved far too good for Warrnambool. And the Goulburn Valley Suns have at last nabbed a win in the VPL 2 action, downing Doverton 3-0.